Welcome to Georgia Focus. I'm John Clark on the Georgia News Network. Veterans Music Project is just that. It walks a group of veterans through the process of writing and recording original songs. And they have a concert coming up. Alchemy Sky Foundation's Voices of Valor, Veterans Music Project. Sunday, November 24th at 6 p.m. at Vinyl in Atlanta. Here to talk about it are Jay Budd and Ben Holst from Veterans Music Project. Well, guys, good to see you again.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Good to have you again. You have the new concert coming up, Voices of Valor coming up, 24th of November at the Vinyl in Atlanta. Let's talk about Alchemy Sky, first of all, and how does it partner with the Veterans Music Project?
Well, Alchemy Sky runs and facilitates the Veterans Music Project, and we've been doing it for probably about 5 years now. And we work with small groups of veterans. The only requirement is that they love music. And so we walk them through the process of writing, recording, and releasing original songs. And we have a great team, Ben being kind of heading up the whole team. He's our main music producer. And we give the veterans a great education in how songs are written, and then how they're recorded, how they're arranged. And then we master them, and we go ahead and do the artwork, and then we upload them, and then they're on iHeartRadio and everywhere else.
We love it. I love it. How does he do it, Ben?
How does Jay do it? Everyone has process, and I think when I originally met Jay and we got into, you know, each other's orbit, mm-hmm. what we want to continue to try to improve on is the process, and in part demystifying the process. I personally try to start with poetry, so I believe that everyone can,
yeah.
you know, we all start writing poems as right. kids or whatever, so regardless of musical talent, we can all live in that world. So we just kind of start with telling story and putting it to a rhythmic meter of word, and then we work into music.
Because these veterans, they've written down the words, or most it's their words from, I don't, from when they were in war. It's just a way for them to get it out, I guess. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think it's a different way of getting it out. And, we do sort of what we call song cycles. So yeah. we'll have, like, you know, maybe quarterly we'll go through and we break out into the groups. And I think we've done as many as 15 or so mm-hmm. participants at a time. We break into subgroups with different writers and producers and coaches. They can write about whatever. We kind of encourage somewhat of an open format of sorts. We like to keep it clean and accessible, you know, to as many people as possible. But they can write about service, and that's its own
okay.
process in a sense. Or they could write about mowing the lawn.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's really just yeah. about, you know, the teamwork and the artistic outlet, and, you know, what comes out of that is up to the group.
Yeah. I think it does start a lot of times with stories.
Yeah.
So they come in with stories from growing up or serving in the military. And what's great about the smaller groups, the groups end up about 4 or 5 veterans, and then we pair them with a music producer. And what's great is the collaboration of it. Mm-hmm. So as a idea starts getting kicked around that's from a story, it begins to kind of gel with the group. Right. And then Ben and some other music producers that we have really are in charge of taking the vibe of the song and creating the music. Most of the veterans, what they love to do is they love to write, they love to come up with the lyrics, and then they also like to record their vocals. Occasionally we'll have a veteran who wants to play a guitar or play some drums. But for the most part, it's them doing the lyrics, working with the music producer to create the music, and then really taking that collaboration and trying to create the vibe that they're going for the song. So as Ben was saying, it could be everything from when they were deployed all the way to hanging out on a Saturday with their friends. Yeah. And when the music comes in with the lyrics, it's a pretty powerful thing.
Yeah. Have you noticed yeah. the change? Like some of the ones you have now have been with you since day one, I guess. Have you noticed that they've really developed into real songwriters? Is that what you've noticed?
Yeah. In fact, I get chills even hearing you recognize that because we've seen individuals go from being nearly in tears, afraid to record because of the anxieties of having to, you know, perform and the, you know, self-consciousness that comes from that and the fear and all that, to now we can't get them off a stage. Yeah. Now we can't get them out of the booth. And that to me is like the telltale sign. But yeah, absolutely, because we've taught, you know, that songs aren't just necessarily this magical thing that you have to wait for and all the elements have to be right and your coffee has to be perfect. And, you can sit down and procedurally go through it. And what's awesome about working with veterans is they're trained on process.
It's true, they are.
Yeah, so they get their work done faster than we can keep up because they're used to like, oh, what do I need to get done this week to complete this mission? Oh, finish verse two? Well, here's verse two.
Like, yeah.
So it's really cool.
Yeah. I've noticed you've had some that have been because they were here and they did their show here and then they saw the concert last year. It was great. It was great to see them out there performing, and they really loved it. They really loved doing it, and they've never had that opportunity to do that before till now. This is brand new, and wow, they do a good job.
It's very powerful when we first start working with a veteran who might say, well, I don't know what I would say.
Right.
Or I don't know what I would record. And starting with a story or an idea and having them start to realize that their voice does matter. Mm-hmm. And it is an amazingly powerful thing that they have. And to see that evolution between a veteran who might say, I don't know what I'm doing here. You know, my friend just recommended, you know, that this place is really cool, but I don't know much about music. To then going all the way through it, having them being able to pull it down on iHeartRadio or perform it live, they surprise themselves. And so what we're trying to do is make it easy, fun, to Ben's point, demystify it, right? It doesn't have to be some ethereal thing where the sun has to be perfect, and then all of a sudden you get this lightning bolt. It can be a really fun exercise, but that also requires great music producers like Ben to be able to make it fun, break it down to a shared objective, and not having it be overwhelming. Because if you're staring at a blank sheet of paper, sometimes that can be a little intimidating.
Yeah.
But we try to keep it real fun and real collaborative. And so far, I don't think we've run out of ideas for songs.
We have too many ideas. We can't keep up with the output, honestly. And which is what's fun about growing a group. But we get, you know, almost backlogged of like people are, you know, will come with four or five ideas, and it's like, wow, we want to do them all. They're all good.
How long have you been doing it? This project.
Probably 5 years, 4 years.
Yeah.
5 years.
Yeah. I've been involved, I guess, since 2018 or so, but then you were at it for quite some time before that.
So we have 14 songs that we've released so far, and we probably have another, half a dozen in the hopper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one I'm trying to get done this week.
We never run out of material, which is fun.
Yeah,
because there's always something.
Keeps coming. They keep coming to you, calling you, coming by. I've got something else to talk about. You know, something like that.
It's exciting. It gives them something to look forward to.
Yeah.
The other thing too that warms my heart is when veterans, they'll look after each other in the sense of like, hey, you were going to rewrite that lyric, or why weren't you at the writing session last week? And I like that because it kind of creates an extended family where we're all each other brothers and sisters keeper, and we're, you know, if somebody kind of falls off the radar, everybody's got their cell phone and it's like, hey, what are we doing? Where are you?
Yeah.
We need you on this song. And it's great because it ends up building that fellowship and that love in the embrace of the song. So everybody's kind of doing, they have this shared objective to create a song. But what's happening in the background is very powerful because you're fostering connections and people are becoming friends and making sure that everybody's okay. And that's another great result of this.
So it's cathartic. Yeah. Is it really?
Absolutely.
I bet it really is. Yeah.
Yeah. And as someone who's been in the recording studio for basically my whole professional life,
right.
And stage since I was a kid, I forget about how sort of rarefied that experience can be for a lot of people. And so I have to kind of, it refreshes my joy for being in the studio when I see someone come into a studio for the first time and they're like looking around, you know, seeing maybe a gold record on the wall or like a microphone or something that they've seen only in music videos or whatever. And now here they are, they're in that space and sharing pictures with their friends and videotaping it and all this stuff. So it's really re-energized my joy and curiosity and fascination for the process.
Do some of them come with the guitar or they play a piano? Do they have experience already or are they just brand new at this?
Both.
Yeah, it's both. Bands. I mean, the other thing that's great too is because we have such a good team, we don't have to pick a genre. Mm-hmm. You know, Ben plays so many different instruments and we have other music producers that make beats. So really we can go wherever they want to go. Okay. So we've done, you know, more Americana songs. We've done hip hop songs. We've done rap songs. And that's fun too, because we don't have to put them in a particular genre,
right?
Or say we're going to do a country song. So if they want to do a rap song or hip hop, Ben plays mandolin and you play so many instruments that it really doesn't matter. It's just a matter. There's so much opportunity to just go where the group and the song takes them, which can be a very magical process too.
But you come together. I've been in your writing sessions and all too, and I've seen it, how they work. They talk back and forth and you don't understand it. You think, what's going on here? And all of a sudden a song comes out. It really works.
It's kind of magical. Like you go into the recording booth with nothing and then you come out with something. Yeah. And it's a very powerful experience. And especially for the new veterans when they don't appreciate fully until they experience it, you know, and then it's, you were playing back their vocal track and it sounds great. And everybody is, you know, slapping each other's shoulder and hugging and saying like, that was amazing. And you can just see them kind of perk up and say, wow, that was me. That did sound pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right. So we've had so many amazing moments with it. And then the veterans who have gone through it before kind of mentor the ones that are coming up.
Yeah, I've seen
that. So they kind of show them the way.
Yeah.
And that warms my heart too, because then it's veterans helping other veterans, which is a bond there that, you know, is indescribable. I didn't serve, so I don't share in that bond, but I want to be able to create, Ben and I want to be able to create that space for them to do that. And we've also heard from our veterans that sometimes they do miss that. They do miss that shared objective and they do miss that ability to like, okay, people are counting on me, so I'm going to show up. And when they leave the service, oftentimes they have a hard time recouping that. So that hopefully brings them a little bit of the camaraderie that they miss.
How many veterans have you worked with overall? Some who may have left or whatever. How many have you worked with?
Gosh, probably well over 100.
Really? Yeah. Are they now? This we're here in Atlanta today, and you're based in Atlanta. Do they come from all over or just Atlanta area or all over Georgia?
It's mostly Atlanta, but we have a veteran now in Maryland who was referred to us that's working on a song.
Oh, really?
And Ben has a great story of a drummer that you found that played on one of our tracks. If you want to share that story, that's cool.
I work for a live streaming company and we had an individual come up and he was live streaming and he was playing drum tracks and I was like, wow. So I used to watch him. He would kind of do it during the day in between gigs and he'd just get on there and kind of talk to people and play songs and do covers. And ended up, I found out just through talking to him in the chat that he was serving, I think, out in the St. Louis area and worked on the bass and stuff. So I was like, wow, this guy's actually like active duty and playing drums and stuff. And when we had a song that needed some acoustic drums, I was able to, through that process, engage him. You know, we paid him a little bit for some tracks, sent him some stuff. He played sent us all the stuff back, and now he's, you know, incorporated into one of our tracks. So,
that's amazing.
You know, music
very cool.
produced by, for, and with veterans.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
So the remote thing offered a unique type of connectivity.
Yeah. I remember he had a really good setup where he played drums, so he actually recorded video of him putting down the drum track, and Ben was able to kind of, you know, zap them all of the tracks, and then he was playing along with it. And I know that's on our YouTube channel of him actually recording in St. Louis when most of the song was recorded in Atlanta. And you get to pull, you know, we get to pull another veteran in on the song. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, now you have your big concert coming up November 24th at 6 o'clock. It is Alchemy Sky Foundation's Voices of Valor Veterans Music Project. What's going to happen at the concert?
Well, we've done a few of these before. This is the first time we've done it at Vinyl, which is a venue in Midtown Atlanta. And it's a great opportunity for the veterans who have created the songs to perform them live. And the cool thing about it is a lot of the music producers and the musicians who play on the songs that we record and release, it becomes this amazing house band because they're already pretty familiar with the songs. So basically we have our music producers and our session players back the veterans. So it's going to be all about the veterans and they're going to be able to perform their songs live. It's Sunday, November 24th. You can find the tickets online on Ticketmaster. If you just search on Veterans Music Project, tickets are only $20. Doors open at 5 p.m. and the show starts at 6.
Everybody, you should go to this. I went last time. It was great. I'd seen them practice last time, and then I saw them play live, and they were great. They were fantastic.
To Ben's point, it's a wonderful evolution and progression to celebrate a lot of the veterans that we remember that, you know, they looked at a vocal mic in a booth and just froze, and they just said, I can't do it. And it's like, no, you can. And now they're going to, you know, now they perform live.
Yeah.
Which is just a really wonderful thing.
It changes everything, too, if they perform live. Does it make it, they're nervous, but does it, they have a crowd to feed off of. Does that make it better in some ways?
I think it's all of the above. Mm-hmm. I think, it takes a number of reps. Every time after a show, there's always kind of like the game tape, like playing a football game. It's like, oh, man, we could have done this, or I couldn't hear this. And there's so many mechanical elements. You know, because we play different rooms during different shows, you're dealing with a different monitor mix, you're dealing with a different environment. So we kind of have to push them through some of the discomfort of having to play through all these variables. Yeah. But it builds that strength and that fearlessness.
Absolutely.
Over time.
The other thing that I think helps is that most of the songs, there's three or four, sometimes five or six veterans up there. So there is kind of a strength in numbers, and you can tell that sometimes, you know, if somebody misses a line, somebody else is right there next to them to pick it up.
Yeah,
you got a hand on your shoulder to get you into that next verse.
They all move forward together, which again is building a little bit of that camaraderie and fellowship. So I think it's a good setup in the sense that most of our songs, if not all of them, have anywhere from 3 to 7 veterans on there. So we're always trying to kind of keep the group in mind and say, we're going to do this as a group. We're going to get through this as a group and we're going to celebrate as a group. So that's a great thing. And then also, you know, when their friends and family come and they get to see a different side of them, I've had a lot of great interactions with veterans, their family members who come up to me and say, I had no idea. I had no idea that my husband or wife or partner could do that, could sound like that, could perform like that. I've never seen that type of passion or that artistic ability out of my partner or my uncle or my father or my mother. And that's a very cool thing because it shows a different side of them that maybe a lot of people don't get to see.
Who came up with this whole idea of Veterans Music Project, the idea to try this?
I think when I first met Ben, I think we started talking about, you know, the idea of songwriting. And Alchemy Sky was trying different things with drumming circles and different things like that. But when I met Ben and I realized how talented and gifted Ben is, the other trick to this that really Ben completely embodies is that they're not professional artists.
Right.
So in terms of the process and going through the writing process, and, you know, I'm sure in a professional writing environment, if, let's say, a line isn't as strong as it could be, that feedback probably is given in a different way than if you're talking about veterans who aren't professional songwriters or artists. And Ben has this magic touch where he can get people to do better and to improve their writing or their singing, right, but not in a heavy-handed way or not in a real, like, okay, right, I'm going to give it to you. And it's just, it's kind of, there is a little bit of an art in that, in terms of, hey, we want to get a great song and we want you to do your best, but we certainly don't ever, we always want this to be fun and exciting. The idea is that it's not going to be stressful. But in these circumstances, sometimes there have, you know, there are situations where it's like, okay, we may have to cut that verse 4 or 5 times. And so there's an art to it. And Ben is so good at it, so that we can still get a great song, but nobody is stressing out.
Right. You have to deal with that going forward, that they don't get them stressed.
Yeah. And I love the idea of democracy in a song, you know, and that everyone can really truly have equity in, like, let's say you have four people participating. I need to find 25% interest for each of those four people. So there might be someone who maybe is not as strong in poetry. So as a leader, I need to make sure that they're getting a voice in the production. Mm-hmm. They're maybe going to pick out, you know, an arrangement or something. And so therefore, they're still having good creative equity and they're going to be proud of their involvement. Right. So it is a balance that you have to find.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen Ben countless times. If someone's in the vocal booth putting down a vocal track and he'll talk back through, there's a microphone that they can hear Ben talk in because he's in a different room. And you help them with a particular part of a line, like melodically. So it isn't, well, you need to sing it this way or sing it different or sing it with more heart. He gives them a little bit of a guide, but not too much. So he gives them just enough so that they can do their best version, but it's still them. But that's a real art. I don't think that probably happens in a ton of studios in a professional environment. You have a wonderful way of leading them so that they can bring the best version out of themselves, but it's not in any way stressful.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. I think it's one of the great joys of getting older and having done it so much over years. And like, I may have felt the burn of pushing someone too far and seeing the exhaustion on their face and go, wow, okay, now I know where that line is, where it stops. You should work a little bit. You should have to push yourself a little bit, just like a good fitness workout or whatever, but you don't want to strain a muscle and you don't want to injure someone emotionally or otherwise, right? So yeah, it's about finding that sweet spot of, how do I grow this person through whatever this process is, but not harm them?
Right.
It can be damaging, you know, being in the studio. You're so exposed.
And certainly we want them to come back over and over again, right? So really the experience for them is key. Yeah. We want it to be fun. We want it to be exciting. I remember one of the veterans called me up and they were at some barbecue or some big city festival thing that their hometown was doing, and she went to the DJ and he played it, you know, and there's probably 300 or 400 people, and I remember she called me up and she's like, that's our song. And so that's what we're going for.
Yeah,
you know, we're going for that kind of proud moment where they can really shine.
Well, the concert, it's going to be Sunday, the 24th of November at 6 p.m. at Vinyl in Atlanta. It is the Alchemy Sky Voices of Valor Veterans Music Project.
Doors open at 5, show starts at 6, tickets are $20, come on down, it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, you'll hear some stories and see some performances and maybe a few surprises. And I'd like to add that it will be live streamed for free on volume.com. You can go to volume.com/veteransmusicproject. And if you can't make it to the show for whatever reason, just come on in and come watch us there.
Good to have you guys in today.
Thanks, John. Really appreciate
it.
That's Jay Budd and Ben Hulse from Veterans Music Project.
looking out the window, wishing all the clouds would go away. Mom said, get your work done so you can go outside and play. I said, ooh la 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 la, ooh la hey. Ain't nothing like sitting back reminiscing about the good old days.
Take a look back when he was a kid. All the things he planned, crazy things he did.
Veterans Music Project is having the concert on Sunday, November 24th at 6 p.m. at Vinyl in Atlanta. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. You can also find out more about Veterans Music Project at alchemysky.org. If you have questions or comments about today's program, you can email me, John Clark, at GeorgiaNewsNetwork.com. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next week right here on your local radio station on Georgia Focus.